from a decade and $1 billion down to 18 months and just 2.6 million. That's the new reality of drug discovery, a 99% cost reduction driven by generative AI. This isn't a forecast, it's what companies are achieving right now. The question is, how does this incredible acceleration in R&D reshape the entire global supply chain for Western companies? Welcome to Troia Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift across the entire pharmaceutical value chain. It's a three-part story. First, how generative AI is fundamentally re-engineering drug discovery, moving from science fiction to phase three clinical trials. Second, the multi-billion dollar manufacturing arms race this has ignited, with Western and Asian CDMOs scrambling to build capacity for a new generation of complex medicines. And third, a breakthrough technology that finally unlocks the holy grail of drug delivery, safely getting medicine into the human brain. Let's start with the revolution in R&D, Troy. We hear about generative AI everywhere, but what does it actually mean for pharmaceutical research?
It means moving from trial and error discovery to programmatic engineering-like design. AI platforms like generative adversarial networks and variational autoencoders are computationally designing entirely new drug molecules from scratch. They analyze vast datasets to generate compounds optimized for specific biological targets, predicting their binding affinity, solubility, and even how to synthesize them.
This sounds great in theory, but is it delivering real results, or is it still just a promising lab experiment?
It's delivering concrete late-stage results. The company In Silico Medicine now has an AI-designed drug for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis in phase 3 trials. As you mentioned in the open, they've demonstrated the ability to identify a novel candidate in under 18 months for just $2.6 million. This is why we're seeing massive investment. Google's Isomorphic Labs just secured partnerships worth up to $2.9 billion with Eli Lilly and Novartis. This is the industry validating the technology with huge capital.
So, for a U.S. or European pharmaceutical manufacturer, what's the immediate impact of this AI-driven pipeline?
It means a fire hose of new, incredibly complex molecules is coming. Traditional manufacturing processes won't keep up. This puts immense pressure on manufacturers to adopt automation and advanced analytics to handle novel biologics, particularly antibody-drug conjugates, or ADCs, which are a major output of these AI platforms.
And for trading companies and distributors in this space.
The value is shifting from sourcing simple active ingredients to securing manufacturing capacity for these complex biologics. The new gold rush is informing partnerships with these AI-first biotechs and the specialized contract manufacturers that can produce their discoveries. It's about building a supply chain for a completely new class of medicine.
What's the actionable insight for executives this week?
Conduct a capabilities audit of your R&D and manufacturing partners immediately. Are they AI literate? Can their facilities handle the complex synthesis and purification required for ADCs and other novel drug conjugates? If the answer is no, you are already falling behind.
That leads us directly to the factory floor. This flood of new drugs must be putting incredible pressure on global manufacturing. What are you seeing, Troy?
We're seeing a multi-billion dollar global investment surge into contract development and manufacturing organizations, or CDMOs. The focus is on sterile fill finish, lyophilization, and pre-filled syringe capacity, all critical for injectable biologics.
What's the primary driver for this sudden urgency?
It's a perfect storm. You have the explosion of the biologics pipeline from AI, as we just discussed, but there's also a massive market-shaking catalyst, the demand for GLP-1 drugs like Wegovy and Mounjaro for treating obesity. These are injectable biologics, and their demand is far outstripping current manufacturing capacity, creating global shortages.
This sounds like a major competitive arena. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It's a direct challenge to their dominance. Western CDMOs are investing heavily. PCI Pharma Services has a global expansion exceeding $1 billion. In Switzerland, Bochum is investing over $431 million in 2026 alone to boost peptide and oligonucleotide production. But they face aggressive competition from Asia Pacific. China's AzimBio just secured $184 million to dramatically expand its ADC and biologics capacity. This is a direct competitive threat on cost, speed, and specialized capabilities.
And for Western trading companies and distributors, what's the play?
It's all about supply chain resilience. They need to secure fill-finish capacity for their clients, who are desperate to meet GLP-1 demand. This means forging relationships with these expanding CDMOs, not just in Europe and the U.S., but also vetting and partnering with the new high-capability facilities in China, South Korea, and India to de-risk their supply chains.
So, what should an executive be considering right now?
Diversify your manufacturing partnerships. An over-reliance on a single region is a critical vulnerability. It's time to perform due diligence on the technical capabilities of these new APAC facilities, especially for high-value modalities like ADCs. For companies in the metabolic disease space, securing long-term fill-finish contracts for pre-filled syringes is not just strategic, it's existential.
Troy, let's pivot from the macro supply chain to a very specific, almost incredible new technology. You're tracking a new way to deliver drugs to the brain. What have you found?
This is a technique called low-intensity focused ultrasound, or LIFU. It uses precisely targeted sound waves combined with intravenously administered microbubbles to temporarily and reversibly open the blood-brain barrier.
The blood-brain barrier? Remind our audience why that's such a big deal.
It's a protective layer of cells that shields the brain, but it's so effective, it blocks over 98% of small molecule drugs and virtually all large molecule biologics. This is the single biggest reason treatments for brain tumors, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's have failed for decades. LIFU creates a safe, targeted window lasting for a few hours to let therapies pass through.
A new study published on July 30th from UVA Health seems to have added a critical piece to this puzzle.
It's a breakthrough. Their research focused on gliomas, a very aggressive brain tumor. They discovered that the tumor tissue itself is more receptive to the ultrasound-induced opening than the surrounding healthy brain tissue. This creates a highly desirable selective permeability effect. Even more importantly, they identified an optimal Goldilocks size range for drug molecules that dramatically enhances delivery efficiency.
What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers in the pharma and biotech space?
This is a monumental opportunity. It effectively resurrects entire portfolios of drugs that were shelved because they couldn't cross the barrier. R&D departments should be immediately reviewing their pipelines for neuro-oncology assets that failed for delivery reasons, not for lack of efficacy. It also opens a new market for European and U.S. medical device firms to develop and build these specialized FUS systems.
What should trading companies and distributors know about this?
This is about market timing and identifying emerging ecosystems. They need to track the device companies pioneering LIFU systems and the biotechs that are either developing new drugs in that Goldilocks size range or reformulating old ones. Licensing and distribution rights for these synergistic drug-device combinations will be incredibly valuable.
So the actionable insight for an executive today?
If you're in neurology or oncology, your R&D leadership needs to form a dedicated task force to evaluate focused ultrasound. They should be running computational models to see which of your existing or failed compounds fit this newly identified optimal molecular size. It's time to initiate exploratory partnerships with the key players in the FUS device space.
Troy, an incredible amount of information this week. Let's boil it down. What are the key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
I see three clear intelligence points this week. First, the AI drug discovery revolution is here. It is no longer a future concept. Companies like InSilico Medicine are in phase 3 trials, and Big Pharma is validating the model with multi-billion dollar deals. This will fundamentally accelerate the pace of innovation. Second, this AI-driven pipeline is fueling a global manufacturing arms race. Western firms are investing billions in high-value biologics capacity, but they face a formidable, well-funded competitive challenge from CDMOs across the Asia-Pacific region. And third, breakthrough delivery platforms are creating entirely new markets. Focused ultrasound to breach the blood-brain barrier isn't just an incremental improvement. It rewrites the rules for treating neurological diseases and creates a new ecosystem for both drug and device companies.
The key action item threading through all of this.
Assess and adapt. Executives must assess their technology partnerships, their manufacturing supply chains, and their R&D pipelines in light of these shifts. The speed of change means that waiting is no longer a viable strategy.
A powerful message to end on. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Susie.
We hope you've gained actionable intelligence to stay ahead in your industry. Subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a briefing. We'll be back next week with more analysis of the technology driving global business.